Welcome to another episode of the Bracket Buddies, the show where we debate random topics bracket style until we arrive at an ultimate winner. My name is Ashton, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host Jake.
What's up?
For first-time listeners, here's the format. The topics are random and the rules are simple. There are no rules. If one of us has a compelling argument that can sway the other two to help a 16 seed upset a 1 seed, then so be it. Now, you can follow us and play along on Twitter at Bracket Buddies, and feel free to email us new topics via email at bracketbuddies@gmail.com. With all that said, let's get to this week's topic. Everybody loves these kind of fights, or these kind of debates. Who would win in a fight between Disney characters who are in musicals? So the only stipulation is that these characters have to have been in a musical-style movie where they actually sang.
Maybe.
Obviously. So we're already debating?
I mean, it's... I don't know if all of my characters have songs or not. It's possible, but I'm not sure.
Well, some of my arguing points eventually are going to be how good their songs are, so I'm hoping...
Oh, literally none of my arguments. Come to an understanding. I'm talking about if they get in a brawl.
Okay, either way.
There are no rules. They can do whatever they want.
I know, there are no rules. That is the point. So if your argument is better than mine, then so be it. So obviously they have to have been in a Disney movie. And what I mean by Disney is, you know, Disney animated. So not Pixar, not DreamWorks, you know, none of that kind of stuff. We'll get to that
stuff. When you think Disney, you think musicals. Mostly hand-drawn animation, but later in the life of Disney, there's a few computer-generated ones that will be included in this, but mostly we're talking about Disney musicals that are classics.
Yes, exactly. So so the way this works is we'll alternate taking turns nominating, I don't know, tributes. And obviously, I've been talking most of this, and I've been talking way too much, so I'm going to let you have the honors this week, Jake. Who would you like to nominate for our Disney fights?
Who do I want to nominate first? Let's go with my favorite Disney movie. We're going to start with good old Aladdin.
Okay, so you are nominating Aladdin himself, so nobody else from the movie?
I'm nominating Aladdin, and I have legitimate reasons once the fights start of why I'm picking Aladdin instead of anyone else from that movie.
Okay. I love that we have the same favorite movie. So Aladdin was on my list as well, so I will obviously accept that. So the way this is going to work, if either of us have a legit gripe why it, not that they shouldn't win in a fight or anything like that, or make it to the next round, but if they shouldn't be in a category, like if you said Shrek, well, that wouldn't qualify. So we can argue about that. So this is not one of those occurrences. Aladdin is a great choice. So my turn, I will go with one of my favorite movies from the same era. I will go with Simba from The Lion King.
Dude, that's one and two on my list, so I am good with that. Awesome. One.
It's like we are friends or something.
Yeah, we must be. All right, so next, I'm going to go with a new favorite. I'm going to go with Maui from Moana.
Maui. Is that the right name?
That is Dwayne The Rock Johnson playing Maui.
Okay. So this is where I was dumb, and I thought that was a Pixar movie. So that's not a Pixar movie?
It is not. No, that is Disney animation, which is now computer generated, but not Pixar.
This is, he has a song, so if that qualifies, then I'll allow it. So we've got three of our 16 contenders. So up next, I will take somebody who I think might make it far. Pocahontas from the movie.
We'll debate about how far she's going to go, but she is on my list, so I like that pick.
All right.
Okay.
So you are up next.
We're at five.
We're at number five. I'm trying to keep track of this so we don't double up.
I am going to go with the one you would maybe not imagine would be good in a fight. I'm going to go with Cinderella.
On my list.
I have my reasons. Go with it. We'll talk about it.
on my list, so I'm not 100% against it. let me write that down though, because I will admit it was low on my list.
Oh, I am not going in order on my list. My list was completely random, like train of thought kind of thing. So I'm just picking and choosing.
Well, my biggest problem is I don't know how to spell Maui. So
M-A-U-I.
Sounds simple enough. All right. So next. So we're on six.
Number six.
I will go with Beast from Beauty and the Beast.
All right. He's on my list.
His beast form, not teenage whiny version.
He, I'm sure, has a real name when he is in prince form, and it is probably not Beast. So I think what goes without saying.
Ever figure that out?
I don't think anyone knows his fucking name, Prince. Matthew Crawley from Downton Abbey.
That's his name.
Isn't that who plays him?
Yes, you nailed it. Yes. And nice. I'm not really thinking about the live action, but that's fine.
No, I know you're not. That's just all I thought of. Okay, number seven?
The best correct? You got.
Number seven.
Yep, number seven.
How about this? Number seven, I'm going with the seven dwarves. All seven of them, they count as one character.
All right, so this is where we debate, because I think we kind of agree we don't really want to have, like, obviously all of the seven dwarves as seven different contenders. So I had Snow White, but I could see how you would rather have the combined fighting weight of the seven dwarves.
I'm trying to make some even matchups. And I think for any character from Snow White to have a chance,
all right,
there needs to be fucking seven of them.
I'm going to allow the seven dwarves, which means Snow White is left out of her own movie on this one. So,
hey, they're in the title.
That's true. All right. So I'm just going to remember that I was on your side. So in the future, whether it's this episode or future ones, you're going to have to throw me a bone.
Okay.
One of my favorite movies, favorite soundtracks. And I don't know. I may be pulling for her hard. Mulan.
I'm good with Mulan. She was actually the next thing I was going to nominate. If we weren't on number seven and seven dwarves hadn't have gone so well with it, I actually would have said Mulan last time.
Weren't so easy.
Yes. Okay, so we're at number nine, correct?
Yep.
Okay, let's go with another fan favorite, Peter Pan.
Okay, I had that on my list, and I didn't know if you would accept it.
Why wouldn't I?
Because Peter Pan. I'm thinking ahead. I'm thinking how much of a fighter are we going to get? But I think maybe in his element,
he's a swashbuckler that can fly.
So I'm glad we're on the same page. I had a weird when I wrote down Peter Pan. I was like, man, this sounds weird. But then again, I guess we have a list that includes seven.
There are not a lot of brawlers in the Disney universe.
Well, all right. You say
we're
that.
We're getting pretty, we allowed Cinderella in. I think we can allow Peter Pan.
Yeah. All right. So for my next one, I'm going with Tarzan.
Oh, that was a good one. I didn't even think about Tarzan.
So this is where the debate comes in. Cause I don't know if he sings. So I'm throwing it out there, but it's mostly Phil Collins.
I don't think is
Rosie O'Donnell.
Is Tarzan a musical? I think it's, all the music is Phil Collins.
Well, again, there
might be one song.
I just don't know if he sang. So if we need to take him off the list, I'm fine. I was thinking about brawlers, and I mean, look at him; he's ripped. So,
That's a tough one.
All right, how about
Tarzan's
this?
A real musical.
I'll replace him. I'll take it off, and we'll hold on to it. And I'm going to throw in my. There's no doubt that this is a musical and this guy's a brawler. Hercules.
Oh, fuck yes. I didn't even think about Hercules. That's a really good one. He's going to go far. Yeah. I didn't think about that one.
Yeah, that one. I might be spoiling it. That might
I
be
can
a
go
one
the
scene.
Distance. Hercules might go the distance. Yeah.
Lame.
No,
your
it
turn.
Was great. Okay. all right, we'll go. I think this is a good one. Let's go with Elsa from Frozen.
Okay, so again, not on my list because I thought that was Pixar, but apparently not.
No.
Oh.
We add our first X-Men to to the tournament.
Nice. Yeah, that's, I mean, since now I know that's not Pixar, that's a no-brainer. I mean,
yeah, for sure. She's a powerhouse.
It's a powerhouse. We did get very tired of the soundtrack, but can't deny it's a great musical.
Yes, for sure.
All right, so how many are we at? I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So I will go. No, I mean, I'm saying that we've listed.
Yeah, so 5 more.
Oh, I thought you said you have more.
No, I said 5 more. Too. I was like, Ashton, that's how math works. This is
going to
be a good
one, but I'm going to debate that this counts. I'm going to nominate Jack Skellington.
Hmm.
It is technically a Disney movie.
Is it?
Because the company, when the movie came out, owned by Disney. So
it's technically. I don't know if we're doing that, though. I think because.
Can you deny that it's not a great musical with.
No, it's great. I'm denying whether or not it's Disney.
All right. Well,
it's undeniably a great musical. That's not up for debate.
All right. This is what I'm on a list of great Disney songs. My great
it's
research.
Skellington Productions. I'm not kidding.
I know. Owned by Disney.
Eh, fuck it. It's on the list. Sure. Add Jack Skellington. Who cares? There's your bone. Yeah. You ask for a bone, you get it.
And it's a skeleton. Yay. The joke comes full circle. Totally nice. Planned.
All right.
So, all right. So we're at 12. Number 13.
And here is mine where I'm not sure if she has a song. But I'm going with Maleficent.
I don't think she has a song. And I thought of this too, because when it comes to raw power, but I don't think she has her own song.
That's what I can't remember either. So when you added that rule,
I'm gonna
knock the couple
that out one.
Okay. So let me replace that one with someone who I think is somewhat on par, also a villainess, Ursula.
That was going to be my next one. And I'm glad you picked that rather than the half girl, half fish that would be worthless in a fight.
I almost went with King Triton. Ooh, but I thought we needed some more villains on our list, so I added Ursula.
And I don't think he had a song, but.
Yeah, he definitely didn't have a song.
Ursula is a great choice. All right, my next choice is going to be, and I'll put this up for the panel. You know, I'm going to give you two. Help me pick one. I'm either going to go Baloo or Shere Khan from The Jungle Book.
Okay, Shere Khan was actually next on my list, but does he have a song? I'm not a huge Jungle Book fan. He does have a song.
If he doesn't have a song, I know he sings during another song. He comes in at the end of Vulture song.
If he has a singing voice in any song, I think it counts.
With the tiger, you go with the bear.
Oh, that's a tough one, man.
Or do we go with King Louie?
You know what? Let's eliminate Shere Khan based on the fact that King Louie and Baloo both have better songs, more memorable songs.
True. All right, so you go with the bear or the monkey?
They're both probably pretty good fighters. I'm going to go with the bear.
All right,
personally,
I agree.
I'll let you Baloo, pick. It's your nomination. You pick.
No, I'm with Baloo. I was even about to throw in the snake, but that song is horrible. So,
yeah,
no snake.
Nobody likes Ka.
All right, so I'm at I think 14.
We've kind of eliminated a couple of my choices based off of no. Does Dumbo have a song?
Does he sing
like the elephant?
Think about Dumbo. I don't think so. I think the whole movie is basically people talking about him and going on weird trips, isn't it? Or is that when
I am going to be honest. I haven't seen Dumbo since I was like 3 years old. So I'm just going to go with Rapunzel from Tangled.
What movie is? Oh, okay. Didn't even know Tangled was a Disney movie. So, man, yeah. I'm terrible at this. I'm assuming she has a song. I've actually never seen Tangled. So
I've seen Tangled once. I don't know any of the songs, but I know that she sings on it because it's Mandy Moore. She obviously sings.
Obviously.
And she has long hair, that might help. I don't know. She's probably going to get her ass kicked, but I'm putting her on there anyway.
All right. Well, it's fine. And the way we'll do this, we're actually on to our last pick. So we'll, I mean, maybe this week we don't have any, but some weeks we'll have some kind of, you know, plans or last minute things that we may take out what we might consider a weak candidate. So that might be one of them. I think we're on our last pick. So I will make our last pick. Quasimodo.
Okay. That's a good one.
I'm almost 100% positive he has a song, and yeah, I think he's got some hidden strength in there.
Yeah. We'll go with Quasimodo. I've only seen that movie once, but
that's fine. Just to recap, our 16 tributes right now are Aladdin, Pocahontas, Simba, Cinderella, Maui, Beast, all seven of the dwarves, Mulan, Peter Pan, Hercules, Elsa, Jack Skellington, Ursula, Baloo, Rapunzel, and the Hunchback of Notre Dame, Quasimodo. So any of those really jump out that you're like, I just don't like it at all. Can we find a replacement?
Did you say Ursula twice?
I don't think so.
I might be going crazy. I don't know.
No. I think what you heard was Pocahontas.
Yes. I confused Pocahontas with Ursula. No, you we're good.
Why not? All right. So that's our list. We're going to take a break and get this week's guest up to speed. I think the way we'll be seeding this week's bracket is by the year that each character's movie came out. I think that's the simplest way to do it. In other words, age before beauty. So whichever one of the oldest, I believe that's going to be the Seven Dwarves, will be our number one seed. So congrats to them. We will start the madness. So back after this. And welcome back. For you, it's just been a couple of seconds. For us, it's been who knows how long, maybe years. We've been researching and preparing our cases for the 16 tributes we just nominated. And to help us debate this topic, I'd like to welcome in this week's guest, Ashley. Ashley, how are you doing today?
So good.
So good.
I don't actually want to talk about it. Let's just get on with this.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's fine. So we'll skip your drama for the day and just go into this week's topic. Why are you excited about this topic?
Because about Disney characters movies. Fighting
are
each other.
Are you kidding me? Yeah.
Disney I'm talking to the guest, Jake.
Are my life, and they're all going to fight each other.
It's completely understandable. That's why we picked it, because we took characters who don't normally get into fist fights
they
and
don't
said.
Fight. None of them fight.
You know what? At least like six of these people have gotten in physical altercations in their movies.
So
at least six, probably more.
So the listeners know a little bit about us, but they've never heard your voice before. So let's give them a little background on you. Just a quick question for you. What was your favorite Disney movie growing up?
Cinderella, hands down. I watched it like 75 times every single day. I love
75 times a day?
Yeah, I'm not kidding. Ask my
you have a time turner. You have a time turner.
So you're bringing in another franchise to try to understand how she was able to do this. So why Cinderella? I mean, it's pretty standard,
I know. She sang
princess.
With birds and loved this little dog and fed all these chickens corn.
How are you going to leave out the mice?
It's just perfect. And the mice, yeah, they helped her with everything. Well, they helped her with everything. She was kind of useless, but I love her either way. She did what she was there to do, all right?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, find a prince and never have to work again.
So.
Y'all don't judge me for that.
All right. So, fantastic answer. So, similarly, but more related to this week's topic. What is your favorite Disney song?
I was not prepared for this.
Okay, well, if you're looking at the bracket, which you have, I mean, some of those have pretty obvious songs from them. Any of them stick out to you? I mean, a lot of people.
Pocahontas, Colors of the Wind.
Okay.
I just wanted to say
the correct answer was Be a Man from Mulan.
Okay, well, that's you and Ashton.
Also acceptable is A Whole New World from Aladdin.
You can't edit my answer. It's me, Jake.
This is my podcast. I can do whatever I want.
It's my opinion, damn it.
So I want to know. All right, so Colors of the Wind. I don't remember that song. Can you sing any of it for us?
No, shut up.
Can you paint with all the colors of the wind? You're welcome.
Yeah. All right, we just lost like three of our five
You're
listeners.
Have to edit that out.
Nope, we don't edit anything.
We don't have five listeners. Who are you kidding? We are
not
three
more.
There are three. Yeah.
And I'm unsubscribing. And please don't unsubscribe. Tell your friends. All right. So, all right. That's great. I'm so glad to hear what your favorite movie, your favorite song is. I disagree with both, but that's fine. Let's get into week's topic. Right? Let's get into the bracket and let's start with our top seed. If you'd like to play along, you can find our bracket on our Twitter feed, which again is at Bracket Buddies. It's blank, so you can argue amongst yourselves and come up with your own winner, or you can just follow along. But our number one seed for this topic, and we did it by the year that the movie that these characters came out, is going to be all seven dwarves from Snow White versus from the, I say debatable,
Moana. Maui.
Yeah, the movie.
It ain't Mona.
What is debatable about Moana? I need to know.
I just didn't know it wasn't Pixar. Yeah, so I'm not debating it's not a Disney musical. I thought it was Pixar, so it wasn't on my list. But
well, you're
regardless,
wrong, so let's move on.
The time we are recording this podcast, it is the youngest podcast. So it is our number 16 seed. So I'm not going to start this.
The youngest podcast or the youngest movie?
Yeah, I was going to let him have that.
All right, fine. Excuse me. This is the youngest podcast ever.
There you go.
Moana is the youngest movie, and Maui is that movie's character that we're talking about. So let's debate right now. Seven dwarves in a fight. Could they take on Maui?
Yes.
All right, so Ashley,
they've got a lot of personalities.
Hold on.
And they could just climb up that dude, and he
he's
just loses that thing, like his
he's
weapon.
He's a fucking demigod, and he can turn into a shark, and he can turn
ground,
into a bird.
Some shiny thing comes and takes it from him, and then these dwarves just murder
the
him.
The fucking dwarves
all over
are
over him.
No, he's a demigod.
They're all over him.
An ordinary demigod. No. No.
Yeah. All right. So
there's
no
way
I'm
about it. I don't think that is.
All right.
There is no way I'm letting a rock not make it to round two.
Okay. Let's calm down. Ashley, let's try to be civil about this. Your point is that they have strength in numbers.
Yeah.
All right. So you think that the seven, their split personalities, one of them being that they sleep,
mm-hmm.
could take on.
Well, I don't think
a
that he
shifty
would be a part of it, but he
so
might,
the six dwarves.
He might be using.
What about Dopey?
Maui's.
What about Dopey?
It, like a hook.
What is Dopey contributing?
Hook. He's probably like sleeping on the hook, and now he can't figure out how to get it back.
Yeah,
because that's his thing.
What is
so
what is
six,
Bashful
other one
contributing?
Just, like,
yeah,
he's distracting. So
let's be honest. Angry. What is it? Grumpy.
He's so freaking.
And
cute.
Doc are like the only two
at competing.
Doc,
Grumpy's like kicking his ankles, and that hurts a lot.
Okay.
So that's one.
So you think,
one point of him then bringing.
I'm being.
Him down.
I'm trying really hard not to say like the M word. I'm trying to say you think that that little person
what
kicking the
M
rocks shins
they're,
is doing.
They're called dwarves, Ashton.
Not the rock, though. It's not the rock. That's who plays him.
All right.
As and the Maui is more powerful than the rock because he has power.
He's a douche.
I think we can awesome. Put this down to a vote right now. I love both of your debates. My debate is this is like a classic debate.
I really just
power in
see
numbers.
The seven dwarves fight other people.
The seven dwarves are not making it around two. I am sorry.
I hate to say, I'm with my co-host, and I'm taking Maui because the ability to change shapes, even though I will say this, the dwarves are really good with animals. You could use that on their side, that any of the animals he chooses Maybe they could tame it. But the fact that he's just a large man in general, I think I'm going to have to go with Maui. So winner of round one, we already have a major upset. I've
never seen actual people fight.
Drink, Ashley. Drink, Ashley.
Done.
Moves on to round two. On to our second Sweet 16 matchup. We have... all right, here's my question, guys. Do you want to go to the number two seed, or do you just want to go down this side of the bracket?
Two.
All right. Our number two seed, Cinderella from the movie. Cinderella, calm down, Ashley. Versus the young up-and-comer. The young up-and-comer, Elsa from the movie Frozen.
Yes.
Ashley, this is your favorite movie. A fight.
Elsa would murder her.
Okay.
I said before, like, I love her, but she's so useless.
Okay. You know what? I'm okay. So I think that Cinderella got unfairly seated here. I'm not disagreeing, but
well,
I think
that's how it works, though.
But I think Cinderella has a shot because you said there's no rules to this. I think that she has a fairy godmother and an army of fucking mice that could help her fight. I don't think she stands a chance against Elsa, but against most of the bracket, I think she should like do pretty well because of the fairy godmother. But
I'm really happy that you just said that, but the fairy godmother gave her a dress and a pumpkin carriage.
She turned like horses into people and a pumpkin into a carriage. She's got some powers. She's pretty legit. She can't go against Elsa.
I agree with your premise, Jake, that she has kind of a trump card, that she has a magical person behind her. Elsa, on the other hand, is magical, and she literally created life from nothing.
Whatever
the snowman's name
is. I'm picking Elsa. Elsa's moving on. I just feel like
Elsa's definitely going to win.
Cinderella got kind of an unfair...
She needs a shout-out, though.
She got shafted here.
So we're saying this is a matchup problem.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cinderella got shafted. Round two.
Oh my gosh. All right, so twice in a row, because we're all in agreement here, Elsa is moving on. So we have two upsets in a row. Elsa... Moving on. Congrats.
So here's the problem here is that Disney has started making superheroes and putting them in their movies, apparently.
Not in Cinderella.
That was not a thing in like 1948 or whenever Cinderella came out.
No, it back then, like what young girls thought like the dream was to find a prince. Now it's... Now it's be your own woman who don't need no man. That seems to be every
independent woman. How about these shoes?
All right, so we're gonna go on to the next one. So we'll just go down. So our third seed is going to be Peter Pan versus Rapunzel from the movie Tangled. Now I'm gonna say this now. I've never seen the movie Tangled, but I do know who Rapunzel is just from folklore, I guess.
But the Rapunzel like that we know and the Rapunzel in the movie Tangled
are they completely different?
Yes.
How different are they?
They both have long hair.
I don't know. I've never seen the movie either, but
and one is played by
are they both in a tower?
But aren't they? Hold on, because I don't want to sound like an idiot. So
okay, Rapunzel, I've only seen Rapunzel once, but Peter Pan can fly and he has swords and shit. What? She has a rectangle?
No. All right. You were interrupting. So she was saying Rapunzel is the main character of Tangled. Yes. And that's who we're talking about is Rapunzel.
So she is like the opposite of what you would think of in the original Rapunzel that I know of.
What? The one that just sat there and waited?
Waiting for some guy to climb up my hair.
Yeah. I mean, she's more gross. More active for sure, but I still think
more active. Her whole point is like, I don't need a man, but then she falls in love because that's what Disney does.
Yeah, but she's
okay, so let's talk about
but it doesn't matter because Peter Pan's winning this because he can fucking fly and he has knives and shit and he's a pirate.
Kind of a fairy though.
So you're old,
and I mean, Rapunzel's power is I have long hair.
I mean, like his personality is.
Be fair, I think the story of Tangled is that her hair grants youth. So we're dealing with two characters that are obsessed with staying young.
Ooh. Are we fighting to the death?
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm asking, is this to the death?
You and me. Oh, God.
I'll come through this computer. I don't know. I think so. And so is it a question of who's going to outlast each other? Or are we playing the long game here?
I think Peter Pan wins. That's my vote.
Like,
I'm going to say this is another matchup problem, because if she was fighting anybody else, she has her tower, which is great for defense. It's not always about being offensive, but Peter Pan flies.
Who else on our list is Rapunzel going to beat, honestly?
We're talking about, like, in a ring.
Well, Cinderella.
Who would win?
No, Cinderella has a fucking fairy godmother. Rapunzel is the weakest person on our list.
Made her a dress.
How would the seven dwarves compete?
Because there's defensively? Fucking seven of them.
Oh,
they'd just be standing at the bottom of the tower.
This has nothing to do with that matchup. Maui overpowers by far.
All right. I think we're all in agreement here that Peter Pan, based on his magic abilities and swordsmanship, moves on, correct?
Yes.
All right. Next up is going to be Baloo the bear from The Jungle Book versus our number 13 seed, Mulan.
Mulan, for sure. Hands down.
I'm going Mulan.
I love how we don't even give you an answer.
He's a big ass bear, but
I'm going Mulan too. She has modern weapons. Well, not modern, but more modern than a bear has. She has weapons. She has weapons, period.
So weapons.
Fighter at heart.
And a dragon and a cricket.
Some of you know it really well.
Which one? We Are Men?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll save that for later if Mulan makes it to the championship.
Yeah.
That'll be the outro.
Yeah,
Be a Man song.
What Ashton wrote.
Pre that song, Mulan would have got her ass beat. But post that song, she takes Baloo easily.
Yes.
You're right. Yeah.
Yes. She was a wreck in the beginning of that.
She can't even pour tea.
Now, let's be honest. Baloo is basically the dude from The Big Lebowski. So in a fight, I think he'd just give up in the beginning.
I think he would just be like
fuck this shit. I'm going to eat some honey, man. Man.
Yeah, I'm really hungry.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mulan wins. Let's move on.
Real quick, easy. Better Baloo, the original or Bill Murray?
Bill Murray. Because it's Bill Murray. Murray.
The original.
I think I'm going the original.
Okay, well, I'll just leave. You guys obviously hate me.
Okay, that's not true.
Okay, so let's move on.
Mulan, in an upset, moving on to the Elite Eight.
You keep saying upset.
Do I need to explain how brackets work?
It's no, I mean, seed. I get that, but the people that are together.
I'm just going on seeds. I got to have something to go by.
You're going on years.
It's an upset. All right, deal with it.
We're done with upsets. We're done with the first round. We are on to the Elite Eight. I'm sorry. No, I'm wrong.
No, we're not. You're not even close.
I'm extremely wrong. I apologize. I'm looking on my screen and I saw four things and I was like, oh, we're done. We're continuing on. Fifth seed, Ursula from The Little Mermaid versus Heracles.
That's such a good fight. I want to see that.
This is the toughest matchup we have in round one by far.
I have one other that's really good, but this
5 and 12 is usually the best matchup of round ones, usually. So this makes
sense. I agree. This is very good.
Okay, so let's talk about
all right,
it.
Hercules is you want to go first?
Muscular man. Yeah, I'm already talking. Ursula is a huge fat chick.
I thought you were going to say huge muscular woman.
With tentacles, which are probably pretty muscular.
She has a lot of feet, yeah. So she could probably just like choke him out.
She's also a witch.
Strong, though.
She's a witch.
She could like break out of it. But yeah, she has magic too. All this magic. I love Disney.
Hercules is a demigod, so he's got that going for him.
You're all about those demigods.
Well, he's just like saying it.
You know what? Disney is all about them demigods.
All about them demigods.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so...
You're welcome.
You're right.
I'm bringing Hercules through so I can keep saying, he can go the distance, and that's my only reason, and I'm moving him forward, and you guys can vote.
Normally I would give my quick answer, but this really is a great debate, because if you go just normal Ursula, she's just kind of like an octopus. That's like nothing. But
after she gets that voice though
and the trident, she becomes a massive creature that
terrifying.
Could take down pretty much anything except
Hercules took down a Hydra.
I don't think that.
And that was my argument.
Could take down Hercules.
I was gonna say,
Hercules took down a Hydra. And he has a
that was basically giant Ursula.
And he has a Pegasus. And I don't remember exactly how the fight went down, but he ultimately beat Hades. So he's pretty solid.
Pegasuses?
No, he has one Pegasus. One. He does not have multiple Pegasus.
I'm trying to make a different sentence. Pegasi are the best.
This is completely unrelated. The fact is, Pegasi equals the best. All right, so when we do our top so mythical Hercules creatures wins. Bracket, we'll bring you back. Right. Hercules moving on. This is a great matchup. Would definitely be the CBS game of the week. But Hercules, I think by a close margin, moves on. All right, so our sixth seed is going to be the Beast from Beauty and the Beast versus Quasimodo from The Hunchback of Notre Dame. This is important. This is the Beast from the animated movie, even though
it's the same.
There was one extra song.
It is shot for shot the same movie, except for like one or two extra songs. They're the same beasts. Only one is Matthew Crawley from Downton Abbey. Oh,
I love that guy. I was like,
that's why I don't want him. That's why I didn't want to bring him into this, because I know those blue eyes just get us all, because I agree.
It doesn't matter, because Beast is winning this. In any form, Beast is destroying The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Okay, so without sounding like...
What are you going to say that's super insensitive and get us kicked off? The air that... we pay for.
People who have certain issues are very, very strong. So
you're saying he's got some
Beast aside, he's got something to work with. I'm not saying that he could beat the Beast. I'm saying like if he got mad, he might like
the thing Quasimodo has going for him is that he has gargoyle friends. And gargoyles are cool.
Yeah, they could just fall
down and the Beast has
a whole
clock
team of fucking
friends.
Furniture. Whole team of
so you're gonna take
they just like do crazy antics
so you're gonna take an like armoire and an ottoman dog over a concrete
all the time
statue
the biggest one he
I mean,
has
concrete you drop it from a large you know structure and it shatters
cathedral
yeah
oh, okay
well, I'm still picking Beast. I think that their assistants are kind of pretty fairly even because Beast has more furniture than Quasimodo has gargoyles.
But the Beast still has like claws, though.
Oh my god!
I think
love that this is part of my argument.
I think this is my argument. I think that Quasimodo has nothing to lose, and I think he's a sensitive man, and I think he could.
He wants that gypsy to love him.
I think he wants the Beast to love him. And this is why he knows if he gets a true love's kiss, if he gets a true love's kiss from Beast, then he's just a dude, like a whiny, skinny blonde guy.
Oh, you're getting strategic.
I know. Yeah, wow. And that's why I think I'm going to take Quasimodo in this fight.
I'm still picking Beast. It's up to you, Ashley.
I'm with you, Jake.
Oh, I thought I had it.
Because of the claws.
That was a pretty good argument, I will say. But I think Beast is way too
he's pissed. I'll give him that.
He's pissed.
He's really
and
mad.
He's very stuck up.
He's got his own.
And I don't know that he can fall down to Quasimodo's level to fall in love.
All right.
I think that if Quasimodo tried to kiss the Beast, then it would be answered because the Beast would just tear him apart.
All right, side question. This is not going to affect the answer for who wins, but who had the better love interest, the Beast or Quasimodo?
I'm going to say Beast because I have seen Hunchback of Notre Dame one time and I didn't really like it.
From a girl's standpoint, Quasimodo was a little weird.
I'm not saying him. I'm
like,
saying
he was kind of creepy.
Esmeralda.
I mean, the Beast is literally an animal. That falls in love with a girl. So let's not talk about creepy.
I'm talking about the girl.
Like, who of the girls is best?
I'm not saying who would you rather get with.
Esmeralda, because she's like a free spirit. But Belle
I was an English major, so I'm a big fan of books.
Yeah,
you're into the nerds. Well-read women.
I really like her yellow dress.
Yeah, I'm going to say Esmeralda was like a gypsy, and I'm pretty sure they don't like
completely, you know, the opposite, groom themselves. Still the same answer. Yeah.
All right, Belle, it is. Continues on. All right, we are on to our 7 seed. My favorite and Jake's favorite Disney movie, Aladdin versus Ashley's favorite singer, I guess, Pocahontas. All right, so Jake, you go first.
Okay, so I know there are no rules, but in my headcanon for this tournament, I do have rules for Aladdin. Aladdin has his magic carpet, and he has Genie on his team.
Okay.
To make this more fair, because Genie's really fucking powerful.
How many wishes has he used up?
I'm saying he has 3 wishes for the whole tournament with his Genie. I don't think he needs any of his wishes for this matchup. I think he wins because he can fly and he knows fucking parkour and he's awesome. And his song is way better than Pocahontas' song.
All right. Here's my argument for Pocahontas. She is street tough. Even more so than Aladdin. She's had to survive in the wild. I know, and I know that. I'm saying she's had to survive in the wild and then had to survive against the white man. And we all know how tough the white man can be.
John Smith.
Here's my point, though.
Hey, spoiler alert, it's John Rolfe she picks.
Yeah, in the sequel. So here's the thing. Pocahontas had backup. Not only they both had critters, so we're going to cancel those out.
The raccoon
and the monkey. She did not have a magic carpet or a genie, which is key, but she did have a tribe that had her back, and the wind, and a mother Gaia. Aladdin was kind of a loner. If he loses the lamp, he's pretty much screwed.
Do I have to use my genie in this fight? Okay, I don't want to waste my genie yet.
Really hard and stole a lot of stuff to ultimately find that lamp that changed his life forever. Pocahontas, though, she's like the ultimate survival guide. She can tell you everything about how the ground is moving.
Are y'all really picking Pocahontas in this matchup?
Listen, I'm not done. If they had to fight each other, I'm with you with the lamp thing, because he could just be like, I wish Pocahontas was dead.
Well, no, Jake's argument is he doesn't
actually.
Yeah,
Genie
can't.
Witches.
But he can turn.
Well, he's saying that he's going to sing.
I wish Pocahontas couldn't sing. I wish Pocahontas didn't know what the wind was doing. I wish.
Yeah, he can wish a lot of things. He just can't wish her dead.
And then he can punch her in the.
I'm really trying to get through this matchup without using Genie, but if I have to use one of the wishes, then Aladdin wins hands down.
Here's the thing. You don't need to, because I think even street tough sword fighting from Arabia to her, I don't know, does she fight with a spear in that movie? I don't really remember.
She can jump up a tree like no other.
Yeah, but so have you seen, I'm with Jake on the parkour part. Have you even seen
Aladdin
that?
Aladdin knows parkour. I guarantee you he could translate that to a tree. I'm just saying.
All right, well,
you're right.
I'm with Jake on this. I'm going with Aladdin.
I am too.
And I personally think Abu is a better sidekick than Miko.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah, Aladdin moves on.
Aladdin moves on.
Without using a wish.
I don't think he needs one. All right, last one for the first round. This one's fun. 8 seed, the kind of controversial Disney pick, but I still think it counts. Jack Skellington versus Simba. Who would like to go first?
I'm Simba like all the way. He's a bag of bones. Simba full grown. Whatever rules you want.
Okay.
Matthew Brown.
Simba rocks this shit because, A, he's got some, show-stopping tunes in his repertoire.
Amen to that, yeah.
I mean, Jack Skellington's got some okay ones, but come on, Lion King has the best music. And he's a fucking lion against a skeleton. He's going to destroy him.
So here's... All right. Ash, do you want to go or you want me to go?
You go ahead.
All right, this is why I think Jack Skellington's going to win this.
Oh, my God.
Never mind.
Hold on. My turn.
I love the Lion King. I love Matthew Broderick as Simba. Very excited for the remake coming out. Facing basically a monster who can't be killed. He literally takes his head off and as a joke. So all this lion fighting a bag of bones, I don't think that really matters. And then when we go pack of supporting characters, you've got other monsters fighting just more lions and a pig and a like a prairie rat.
Hey, I still think lions win. Lions are the ultimate fucking predator. They're so badass. And I don't think it's fair to say that Jack Skellington is immortal because he just wins automatically if he can't die. So he has to be able to lose. All they
have to do is ruin his reputation and then they're good to go. Because everybody's just in love with Jack Skellington. But if nobody loved him, he would just be a skeleton.
Yeah. Yeah. All Simba has to break him down and be like, hey, yo, I'm the king of this pride and you are not the pumpkin king. I'm the fucking pumpkin king. And then everyone joins his
team. Bring another holiday right there, and then they're good to go.
If the sun touches Halloween Town or wherever Jack Skellington lives, then it's Simba's pride.
And they're done.
All right, I'm going to take your
Jack Skellington's army.
You see that over there?
I'm going to take your argument and throw it on its head. Have you ever seen the sun in Halloween Town?
Yes.
Really? So when you're lying to yourself, you saw the sun hit Halloween Town? Because I'm pretty sure it's always midnight in Halloween.
But there's all those trees. So, like, what if he, like, breaks one of those portals to the trees and, like, breaks the portal to, like, Easter or something? And then the sun makes its way in. Or what if they fight in the Easter tree? What if Simba just runs into the Easter tree? There's sun in the Easter tree.
Yes. I'm with you, Jake.
All right, so my vote is going to be Jack Skellington. I think this is the other reason. Who wins in a fight? A intelligent leader of a man, which is what Jack Skellington is, or an animal, which is what Simba is.
Simba is the king of the Simba.
Always win. They just ruin shit, and then you're done. Yeah,
you tell all those dead animals on people's walls that they always win.
Well, that was...
Did I just...
We all say fuck you collectively.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Simba moves on. Great win, Simba. God, babe. Sorry, Danny Elfman. All right, so that is round one. We will be back after this break to move on to the Elite Eight, where we will move probably much faster because we've already kind of talked about some of our arguments. So we will be right back. All right, we are back. We're here with Jake and Ashley, and we are in the Elite Eight. Stuff's getting serious now.
Yes.
Elite Eight.
No, I'm down with it. Trying
to enunciate.
Enunciate. Enunciate the Elite Eight.
All right.
And that.
So this is what's crazy. Our top four seeds. No, I'm sorry. One of our top four is still here, but I was going to say all of them are gone. So we're going to start with the top of the bracket, which actually is pairing our 16 seed Maui versus our 9 seed Simba. So I have a feeling I know where this is going to go, but Ashley, why don't you start us off?
Who? I don't want to start it off.
Jake, why don't you start us off?
I think Maui takes us to the water and it's over. I think Maui moves on. This is easy. I hate to say it.
Because you think cats don't like water?
Yeah, they can't fucking swim. Are you serious? And even if he does come into the water, he doesn't swim better than a
fucking... He literally jumps in the water.
Okay, but he doesn't swim better than a fucking shark, which Maui can turn into. Not
seven Simbas, so I'm with Maui.
Seven Simbas?
Yeah, seven dwarfs lost to Maui.
Even if Simba has his entire pride, which he could because there's no rules... There are no rules. Simba could bring his whole pride. Maui would still wipe the floor because of the water and being a shark.
So even though his pride includes like elephants, crocodiles, things that
That's
live in the water.
Pride.
That is the pride.
No, the pride are the lions. He is the king over all those other animals.
You literally said in the last one, everything the light or the sun touches is his, which means everything. So
no, that was a joke about the light. I wasn't saying that.
All right, fine. You know what? You know what?
I think
I did
Maui
say
wins.
That.
Maui
You're
wins.
Right, but I still pick Maui.
Yeah, don't say that with me.
No, I'm saying it was Jake. I'm saying Jake said
okay,
that you know he what? Had Jake all of this
loves Maui. Jake has a thing for Maui. Maui's going to win that.
We're going to find this out.
A thing for Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Over many weeks.
And Jake has a thing for the Rock. And for the song you smell you're welcome because it's amazing. What
Maui is hooking.
That was,
all right.
Did you like
that? That was super cheesy, but I kind of loved it.
I love how both of us were like crickets.
Nobody talked. All right. Got worried.
I'm all right, sorry. So let's real quick. Let's just go on. I want to give Simba a little bit of play. Let's look at his friends.
All I can think of is Simba as a baby, and I just can't.
The only friends Simba has that competes are the crocodiles.
Okay,
but I mean Maui takes out that like Maui lava monster. I mean he has Moana's help, but like he was holding his own against the lava monster.
He was like a bird going up against a volcano. Is that a good strategy? Are we saying that Maui's smart?
Maui stole the heart of the ocean. Maui
said you're welcome.
He took some like eels and turned them into something. I don't remember the whole song.
All right, let's be honest. But could Simba?
He's done some pretty cool things.
Could Matthew Broderick's Simba with his charisma somehow lower the confidence of Maui, which is basically the source of his power?
No, is that like a real question?
I mean, the little girl,
you can't lower the Rock's confidence unless you break his hook.
Have you seen Maui?
But you have to be a lava monster to be able to break his hook.
I'm just saying he got his hook and he was like turned into a bird and he turned into like a lizard.
It was after,
but that was only because he hadn't done it in like 10 years or a million years or something. Either 10 or a million. I'm not sure which, but it had been a long time.
I'm losing this one. Maui's going to move on. Good job, Maui.
Were you really picking Simba over Maui, though? Or are you just like to play?
I like to play both sides.
Okay, so you picked Maui. All right.
I did. Maui. Maui is a demigod.
He's a demigod.
I can't wait till we get.
Let's all just recognize.
This is actually the
it's
one.
It's going to be demigod against demigod, and
this is the one I've been looking forward to this entire bracket. I'm glad it actually worked out this way. So we're going with our 13 seed Mulan versus our number 12 seed Hercules. I think these are two awesome movies. Personally, Hercules is one of my favorite. I think it's very underrated. Mulan, fantastic soundtrack, great cast of characters. Both excellent heroes. So who would win in a fight?
I feel like you're both going to disagree with me because you really like that song, but I'm going to go with Hercules.
Why?
Because those muscles.
Nah.
Those muscles, though.
I'm actually, I love Mulan, but Hercules wins this pretty easily.
It's really not the muscles. Like, he has a lot of other things.
All Mulan has is Mushu, basically, and Mushu is Hercules is gonna withstand any of those like firework bombs she has, and a samurai sword against Hercules,
they both have used swords. Hercules is literally
also
used
they're
a
Chinese
like
so
boomerang.
It's not really a samurai sword, so sorry, but continue.
Tidbit. I was like, are you about to say something insensitive, and then you were the opposite, so thank you. All right, so we're all in agreement here. This is kind of a landslide. Hercules, physically, really. I mean, you don't even have to bring in any of the other kind of side things. I think just his style of fighting versus Mulan's, I think it's almost like a UFC fight. I think he's just going to go in and grapple, and then she's going to be tapping out.
She's going to throw it on the ground, and it's going to be done.
Yeah.
If we bring this down to feats, I mean, Hercules' feats are like famous, literally. So that's like his whole story. All Mulan did was basically shoot fireworks at a mountain and like.
Which was great.
It was great. It doesn't compare to like beating a Hydra
or
the god of death.
Yeah.
I think, are you saying the Hydra is the thing that has like the multiple heads? Because I don't think. Yes. Is that a Hydra?
Yes. Cut off one head, and
then I'm agreeing.
Grow back. Yes.
I was gonna say that.
You're right.
That's
you're right.
Medusa.
No, that's all not Medusa.
Snake heads. I just think of the snake of hair, heads and I think of Medusa.
All right, so Hercules, but moving
that's
on.
Not a part of this.
Our next one is again the very low seated but high powered Elsa from Frozen versus our favorite, some of our favorite, Aladdin.
Your favorite Elsa.
You're already
just
saying.
Freeze him. She will just freeze him and he's done.
I think this is a good one just
down.
Because.
Calm down.
Just because Aladdin has his three wishes. I think he would have to probably use all three to even like compete. I think.
But if he didn't use them before Elsa froze him and the lamp, then.
I think. No, I'm with you. I think I it saddens me to say, but I actually think Elsa wins this one pretty easily.
Really? Okay, so here's my thought. Let's say Elsa was the opposite of Ice Queen. Let's say she was a lava monster. Well,
okay, but she's not.
Can I at least throw out my scenario?
Fine, Ashton.
Let's say she was a lava monster queen. Okay, here's my point. Has Aladdin ever survived a lava attack?
What if?
Yes, Aladdin has survived a lava monster.
You're has, right. You said no rules, so
I'm throwing
this
out all the scenarios. Oh, has Aladdin survived an opposing mystical creature's attack?
Yes.
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 He fought
has.
Jafar when he was a genie.
Yes.
I'm just okay. So that's a yes.
But he uses his intellect to outsmart Jafar. Basically,
whose sidekick is better?
Whose sidekick is better? Elsa doesn't have Abu? A sidekick. Olaf is
Elsa,
not Elsa's.
Okay, fine. The sister.
But she made it for
No, Elsa's sister. Sidekick is that big abominable snowman.
Oh, the guardian? Okay, fine. Who's tougher, that big abominable snowman or the giant tiger sand trap that was in the beginning of the movie?
That's not Aladdin's
that's
team.
Not
that's
Aladdin.
The cave.
No,
that's
no,
the cave.
No. I'm going on things that Aladdin has beaten. Who's tougher, that abominable snowman or that giant
tiger? He didn't beat the sand tiger. He just outraced the sand tiger, which is not enough to win this fight. Aladdin's only chance is to use his wishes with Genie. So really this becomes...
What's his one wish? He only needs one.
Before she freezes him and the lamp. So he's got to be real quick.
All right, so you're fighting Elsa. You're fighting Elsa. You have
three
wishes
at your disposal. I only need one.
You only want to use. Okay, what's your wish that beats Elsa?
That her sister is on another continent. Elsa lost to a dude. Went full frozen. And the only way she came back to life was because of the love of her sister. So if I send her sister to another continent, game over.
Then she's
okay,
going to try
but
you think
hard.
That dude okay, she lost to?
All right. Here's a new thing. Aladdin is from, like, where's Aladdin from? Persia? Morocco?
Arabia.
It's very hot there, right? How long does he last in the frozen wonderland that Elsa could create immediately? How long does he last?
You're saying, though, how long does Elsa last in a sand trap?
She could turn it into ice very quickly.
Aladdin is really hurting Mark.
Aladdin can't do that. Aladdin wears no fucking clothes. He doesn't wear a shirt.
He's not big on
he
shirts.
He has a carpet.
He's
he
not
can,
big
like,
on sleeves.
He wore a shirt one time in the whole movie.
Have you ever worn a carpet in the cold?
And a big poofy hat.
Carpets
right,
are
I'm
very
saying,
stiff.
It's funny. Your first argument for Aladdin was he has a genie. So what if he just said to the genie, I want the power to melt ice.
To melt snow?
Or whatever.
That's a pretty good argument, honestly.
Also was a lava dragon.
But not a No, my point was that in the beginning of Aladdin, he outran lava. So the fact that the elements is what's going to take him down, I think he could outsmart that. With the genie and his flying carpet and Abu, who I think is extremely intelligent for just being a monkey. I'm giving
just being a monkey.
Okay,
not
so here's your argument though. You're saying part of his argument is outrunning things. Does he ever beat anything, like actually beat anything. He just
as in most movies, he doesn't actually kill or fight anybody. It's more on the villain, who in this scenario would be Elsa, ruining themselves. And I think Elsa would freeze herself.
I don't think like Elsa she did would in the movie. Ever do that.
Well, she did again. In the movie. Again. she made that mistake.
From that experience.
Do it again. All right. Well, I've given my vote. We've spent too much time on this. I'm going to say Aladdin and the street smarts and the genie. I'm only giving him one wish, but I think he would use it to his advantage in this case.
I think Elsa for sure.
All right. So you pick Elsa. Jake?
I don't know.
Jake picks Elsa. I really don't know. He just doesn't want to say it because he doesn't want to ruin your friendship.
No, this is not anything about our friendship. This is
Walmart. Genie's really fucking powerful. I don't think he can get out of this with one wish. I think it would take multiple wishes.
I like the idea of it being one wish for each round. I think that's like a fair, because otherwise he would be like, wish one, I wish I win this and win every round ever.
So, all right. So I'm actually torn on this one. So Ashton, you tell me what your one wish is. If you're Aladdin.
If I was Aladdin, I would wish that I could, I was impervious to temperature, basically. Because you're right. His big weakness is he lives in the freaking desert. And he's not big on sleeves. So Elsa has a major advantage. But if he says, maybe he just wishes for a North Face jacket. And then he's probably good.
All right.
Stab him.
All right. Ashley, how does Elsa defeat how does Elsa defeat the power to not... The cold never bothers Aladdin. How does Elsa win?
The cold never bothered me anyway.
Yeah.
That was terrible. Please delete that, first of all.
We don't edit anything.
No, it's edited. Sorry.
What about when I said Walmart is calling me?
No, that's staying in, too.
That's staying
in. Okay, so now that's twice. Anyways, yeah. She could make, like, ice weapons that he can't run away from. He is very agile, but...
He's so agile.
So agile.
Okay, so here's my thing. I think Elsa literally creates life, and Genie can't do that.
That's tough.
And so I think Elsa could ultimately create an army.
But did you see the life that she created? Oh. Like an army of Olafs? Because they'd be like,
no, an army of those. I thought you were Team Elsa. Why are you?
I am Team Elsa. You're asking me what could she possibly do against him if he had no like qualms with temperature.
So I'm trying to create an army of like those big snow guardian monsters and probably win this. So Elsa,
I'm with you.
Elsa moves on. All right, that was
Aladdin. I'm very sorry. I love you so much, so much.
No, that was fantastic really hard for you. I'm really sorry.
Debate. That was a good one.
I'm really sorry.
You know what? I'm surprised because I was really getting worried. I was like, man, he's got a genie handy in these later rounds. But we're moving
on. I'm kind of bummed that ultimately Aladdin really only got to use one wish because he didn't even need one against Pocahontas. So, yeah. I wish Aladdin had better math. I think he got stiffed a little bit by having to go against Elsa in round two.
You make your wishes.
Yeah,
three of them.
Thank you, Ashley.
You're not Aladdin. All right, so we're moving on. The last of the Elite Eight, we have Peter Pan, our number three seed, versus our number six seed, the Beast.
The Beast.
You're going with the Beast immediately.
Just the Beast.
I love it.
Say those two names again. Peter Pan against.
All right.
The Beast.
That's it.
I think Peter Pan wins this, actually. I think ultimately it doesn't really fucking matter because they're going to get fucking wiped by Elsa.
You're saying a lot of the F words, and I need you to calm down. I'm going to ask you.
I told you before, this is my podcast. I can do whatever I want.
All right.
Including lots of F words. Peter Pan wins this because he can fly and the Beast won't be able to catch him. And he'll just fly around.
You're right. And the Beast will get really mad.
With a little knife. And then Beast will just give
that's
up.
That's what I'm worried about.
I prematurely...
Guys, Beast lost to Gaston. He lost to Gaston.
Who had a gun.
Yeah. Well, Peter Pan can fly.
We're talking about Peter Pan who has a knife.
But then after he fought off like wolves and...
It doesn't matter. It's
because he loves somebody. Peter Pan's going to dance around, be a little fairy. Beast is going to get mad because he can't catch him. And then...
I think as soon as Peter Pan comes in close, though, I mean, if the Beast gets a hold of him at all, I think it's over. He could fly all he wants, but... I'm giving the Beast a little more credit here. The only thing I like, is... We talked about.
Don't want Peter Pan to win because he's a
Peter Pan. Also has Tinkerbell and the Lost.
Well, Boys. I'm saying and the Lost Boys. So he's got the Lost Boys, which is a big deal against furniture. I think the Lost Boys would go crazy on some furniture.
Pajamas.
Yeah, they are. Isn't it weird that the Lost Boys like had that
children with pajamas on? So
with those weird like really Lost
Boys. That's like Wendy and the gang. The Lost Boys.
No. The Lost Boys were
resourceful pirates.
Like those hoodie pajamas that everybody's like wearing around New York City now.
Wait, are Lost Boys are in Peter Pan, right? Not just Hook.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. They're in Peter just Pan. Making sure. Because all I'm thinking about with Peter Pan is
you don't. Hook.
And I'm thinking of Rufio.
The original story behind the Lost Boys and the like original Peter Pan. It's kind of dark, but they're a bunch of.
It's like the book.
Rufio.
In the movie.
Yo.
Not with
Robin Williams. Rufio.
How many movies is Robin Williams in that we've been talking about?
All of the amazing ones. Oh,
wow. All right, so.
Flubber next. Flubber right. would kill all of these people.
All right, we're saying Peter Pan moves on because I'm agreeing with Jake on this.
Yay, Peter Pan.
Because of his fighting, I think his cast of characters helps. No, I think his, like,
getting away from them.
I think the power of flight beats Beast, period.
Yeah.
Final four.
But if the Beast caught him.
I cannot believe fucking Peter Pan made it to the final four. This is the upset of the fucking century.
That's what I was trying to not let
and yet
happen.
They're the highest seed.
However, that just happened.
So is Peter Pan the George Mason?
No, okay, but honestly, we have a 15 and a 16 making it into the final four. But they're by brackets. Far the two most powerful.
All right, let's start at the top. We have
Peter Pan is a
16
three.
Seed. This is the juggernauts. The seeds. This is Duke, Kentucky. Maui versus Hercules.
Hercules.
Good show.
Quick. Wow. Hercules. Why?
Because versus he Maui. He also has magical friends. And huge muscles. Can I just say that one more time? Huge muscles. He just picks up everything.
Are we saying Maui doesn't have muscles? I don't.
Maui does too, but all I think of is The Rock, and I know that you think of that too, and you get really excited, Jake.
No, I actually think Hercules wins this one, but
I think that Hercules has it hands down because, like you said before, Hercules has. Just done everything you can possibly imagine and won at it.
I agree. Cool, I think
he just loses his hook. Like if he loses his hook, he's done.
I think right, so everything Hercules. Hercules. Everything Hercules beats is better than anything Maui can do. Like just that's based on feet from the movie, I think Hercules wipes the floor. Now beating Tamatoa. And being so shiny is pretty impressive, but he had a lot of help.
And that's
like, can we just like play that song real fast?
Shiny. We do love it.
Yes.
Jermaine. But the truth is, Hercules has nothing shiny. Yes. Like, nothing to even draw.
But that Hercules kind of doesn't need anything shiny.
Hey, we're in agreement here. I'm saying Hercules. We're in the battle of two demigods, and one of them becomes an actual god.
Hercules wins.
Hercules is the winner.
Let's just go ahead and.
This was the quickest final four match. Way quicker than I thought. Next, I think we can go ahead and just go ahead and move also without even debating this. Peter Pan gets his ass.
He's a fairy. How many more times do I have to say this?
When you keep saying fairy, are you being derogatory? Or are you just meaning that he's got little wingtip shoes and has pointed ears?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's not going to beat Elsa.
All right. So I said Peter Pan moved on. Whoops.
No, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't.
I did.
No, he did.
I messed up.
Oh, an accident. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Not on purpose.
Just kidding. Peter Pan.
Peter Pan versus Hercules. Who would win
between Hercules and Peter Pan?
Now, here's what's really funny, and I didn't bring this up in the last debate. Guess who played both Maui and Hercules?
Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Dwayne the motherfucking Rock exactly. Johnson.
So who wins? Dwayne versus Dwayne.
Okay, but like
again, we're going on.
Have you seen the movie Hercules? Because he's not that powerful in the movie.
Which
Hercules.
One? Like no, why would I watch that when I have the fantastic
like the
animated
movie
version
or like the like Disney the, movie?
The movie Hercules that The Rock was in. It was actually pretty fun, but also The Rock like. Oh. It's a pretty creative story because The Rock is like basically pretending to be powerful and like creating stories about himself.
The Rock is doing all this cool stuff.
And because The Rock is
you
in
get it,
and
Jay.
He is Jay. The best.
Jay.
Everybody
we get it.
Loves him.
We get it.
All right, I'm bringing us back
you
in.
Know what The Rock
here
hooking.
I wish everybody could see your face right now. This
we
so great.
Are. We have reached the finals, guys. We have the juggernauts, two powerhouses. One's a demigod. One is a borderline superhero.
Maniac.
Psychopath. Mm-hmm. All right. Who would like to go first? Jake, what do you think?
Let's let Ashley go first on the finals.
Ashton go first for once.
You know what? Let's do let Ashton right. go first. By the way, we have an Ashton and an Ashley just for the listeners.
Yeah. I'm sure in the hour mark people are figuring that out. So, all right. Here's my argument.
But thanks, Jake.
I think Hercules is the winner. The reason being is he not only fought... however many, I don't know what the Greek term is, but
gods.
Well, he didn't, not gods, but the things he had to go through.
They're trials, right?
Trials. Thank you. Trials of Hercules. He had, I think, eight of them or whatever it is. Not only that, he did fight Titans in this movie. One of the Titans was ice.
Mm.
And he beat him. I'm just saying. So I'm not saying that Titan equals Elsa, but that Titan definitely equals her little bodyguard ice monsters. So that knocked out. I think freezing him isn't going to be doing as much as it would to Aladdin, even though Hercules is very big on not wearing sleeves. So just
that's because of his muscles.
Yes. Have you seen his muscles?
He can make a coat out of a lion. Scar, by the way.
Yeah, I'm really hoping that Simba made it to that.
If Simba had made it to Hercules, that would have been a very easy pick.
I was so waiting for it. Why do you think I was pushing for that? All right, so my early pick, and I can be swayed, but is Hercules based on his record.
Okay.
Jake,
all right,
you're up. We'll let the guests go last. Up.
Okay, so I'm actually torn on this one. Because everything you said is right. But do we truly know the extent of Elsa's powers?
No, there's a second movie to be made.
Can she fucking make an ice age happen? Can she? Like, on the whole planet. Because if she can, that's way more powerful than that ice monster that Hercules fights. And like you said, that's just probably... it's probably more powerful than her little ice monster pal, but how much more powerful? And can she make like 50 of those? Do we know? Now, based
on
what we've
seen, she wants to sing.
Right.
Just yes, wait.
That's true. Based on what we saw in the movies, we've seen Hercules beat an ice monster and we've seen Elsa kind of be a little emotional and maybe that could get to her. So I don't know if Hercules is the type that's going to fight a mental war with her, but I think that's how you have to beat Elsa's, like, go for her psyche. So I'm going to let...
So go away from the muscles.
Okay, is it my turn yet?
Yeah, I'm going to let Ashley talk. I haven't made a decision yet, actually.
Okay.
All right, so Elsa is a crazy woman. If you've ever met a crazy woman with ice powers...
I haven't.
Mind you.
I have not.
No.
Haven't had the pleasure.
Can I just say, though, that like the first movie, she was... kind of keeping it cool. Like she was a little
pun.
She was
one.
A little, yeah, you're welcome. She was a little emotional, but yeah. We have no idea what she can actually do.
Would you say that was only the tip of the iceberg?
Stop. I'm gonna move your chair. I can't move your chair. She was like kind of upset and she was singing a song. The entire ice castle. Very vague. Vaguely emotional thing. So if she really, like, really, really was pissed about something, she could probably just turn the entire world into an ice bowl. Like you said, ice age around the world. And I don't think that Hercules could handle that because he has never been with a woman.
Wow.
So I mean, it's great. You know, like,
what happened to Meg?
No,
he saved Meg from the dead green slimy people. It was great.
Yeah, but she was like dead. No, she wasn't.
She was. Would you say that
Meg has that awesome song? I won't say I'm in love.
She was a strong woman, but she was not like a dead woman.
Okay. So you picked Elsa.
Had all of these emotions that she could just ruin everything.
So Ashley picks Elsa. Ashton.
Yeah, I pick Elsa.
Picks Hercules.
All right, so I'm going to counter. Jake, your point was that Hercules could use his or her emotion against her, but I'm with Ashley on this. I think her emotion actually powers her. The more flustered she gets, the more her powers seem to come out. So if Hercules is going to go mental, I'm not going to comment. If he's going to try to play the mental game, I actually think he's at a disadvantage.
He's going
to
lose.
That said, his just strength and his experience, I think, because we had a quick montage of all the stuff he went through in the movie, and some of that might have been something very similar. I don't think cold or any environmental thing is going to do anything against him because, like you mentioned, Jake, he literally dove into the river. What is it? The river. Oh, darn it. There goes my Greek memory. But Styx. Whatever the river of death is. River Styx. Thank you. To rescue Meg and came out a literal god. And could do anything he wanted, including beating another god. So as much as I think Elsa is powerful as hell, which she is, and in the sequel, I'm sure we're going to get even more ridiculous powers coming from her, including creating life godly. I think Hercules is just going to find a way with his cast of characters. I mean, he's got Pegasus. He's got Phil, who's a great tactician.
Danny DeVito.
Not that we weren't bringing them into this, though.
Why not? There are no rules.
There are no rules.
Bring in Elsa's cast of characters. She's got a reindeer.
Why I'm saying don't do it.
Okay, a loser snowman.
You bring up reindeer. That's a good point because reindeer are better than people.
Yeah. Yes.
This is a very good finals, I believe.
I agree.
So would we say that it's up to me because Ashton picks Hercules and Ashley picks Elsa, correct?
I'm definitive.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So it comes down to what I think because I am not 100% sold. So what I think is that what we see of Elsa in Frozen is basically she's pretty mad that like her parents died like 18 years ago.
She's pretty mad that like a while ago
her sister decided, hey, I should probably get engaged like tonight to this guy I met tonight. Which is a great song, by the way.
A connection.
Great song. Frozen has some amazing songs in it. Do You Want to Build a Snowman is my favorite song ever, probably.
Oh my god.
Maybe an exaggeration. 100% an exaggeration. So what I'm thinking is that Elsa's basically only, like, kind of mad. This stuff that's happening to her is not really that big of a deal. What happens when Elsa goes, like, full-on, like, rage Hulk? Like, World War Hulk Elsa. Which is probably what has to happen for this battle to really reach its peak.
Down. Yeah.
So can, like, full-on Elsa beat full-on God Hercules? I think Elsa does get God level.
I think you're assuming, and I don't know if I agree with the assumption, because we know Hercules reaches God level.
I think we have to agree with the assumption, because I don't know if you've ever met a woman in your life, but when I get pissed, I get pissed.
I know. And I like to think of myself as Hercules, and I lose that fight every time.
Above anything that you've ever seen in real
life. I think ultimately Hercules has some amazing feats. But, like, I think
he's about to end.
I don't know. This is hard, because Elsa is, in theory, she can create life, so she is God tier, right? Right? Yes?
Yep. I agree.
Yes, and she's freaking crazy.
And I don't think she's reached her full potential, so I think if, although she gets, like, really upset and she, like, freezes herself in Frozen, right?
Yep.
Or no, she freezes. No, she freezes her sister.
Yeah.
And then they hug. So she doesn't freeze herself. So
that's why she doesn't
want to. She gets so sad that she freezes her sister, which means she could get so sad and, like, freeze Meg and Pegasus and Phil.
Not Phil. I'm going.
Oh my god, no.
Phil would go down so quickly. I am picking Elsa.
All right. Any arguments from the panel?
No. Do you have one?
No, that's the point. Is I think Hercules would win, but I love the arguments.
Crazy bitches always win.
Yeah, crazy bitches beat God.
Crazy bitches do oftentimes win.
They always win.
Also, Hercules is pretty, like, gentlemanly, and, like, how far is he willing to go against a woman?
An attractive woman. He would. I think he's kind of naive,
Elsa,
too.
And Elsa would freeze him and be like,
but, I mean, I think, like, if it came down to it, Hercules would go, like, full 100%, but he's a pretty good guy. Maybe you would be like,
but only if she, like, really, really did something to him, which I don't think
I think that's going to play a part into it. I'm going Elsa for sure.
All right, so that means Elsa is the winner. Elsa is, a recent addition to the Disney lineup, but she is the best fighter as long as she has a song, which she does, which is stuck in my head, and I'm sure
she always will.
It's overplayed, but let's admit it's a very, very good
song. Almost brought up what movie had the better songs, Hercules or Frozen.
Hey, we can debate that and
for the rest of my life.
I think Hercules has one good song. I think Frozen has
three or four good songs
that are on par with
All right, more than one, that's all that matters. Okay.
Loving is the Open Door. Do You Want to Build a Snowman? Let It Go, which is probably their headliner.
One.
I've never heard that. Can you remind me how that sounds?
Let it go. I don't know the rest of the words.
That's,
back anymore.
That's another bracket in the books. I'd like to congratulate Elsa again on her amazing victory.
This is the outro.
Thank you. Now, I'm not one to dwell on the past, so let's figure out what our next topic is going to be. Jake, you are our resident topic picker, so please, you know, reach into that deep top hat that you have and pick out our next next week's topic, please.
Yes. So, as you know, if you've listened to our podcast before, I use a wonderful app called Choose For Me to decide our next topic.
Choose there.
Where I just type
Jake
a bunch
terrible with decisions
into the app and then it picks for me because I don't like to pick. So I'm going to use that right now on our list of topics.
We're not sponsored by Choose Me.
We are not sponsored by Choose For Me, Ashton, which is clear that we're not sponsored.
Excuse you.
And
I'm just saying.
It picks best power couples. This will be a good one.
Very fun.
This will be fun.
Yeah, so this is this will be, I'm assuming, best real life couples.
Yeah, we're thinking like Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, like pre-divorce Brangelina, pre-divorce Brad Ryan and Reynolds, Jen.
Pre-divorce yeah. Ryan Reynolds, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio and every supermodel on the planet. That kind of thing.
Gary Jeter and every supermodel on the planet.
Tom
okay.
Brady and that one super hot supermodel.
Yeah.
Awesome. So that'll be next week's topic. Thank you for tuning in this week. I'd like to thank Ashley again for helping us get to this week's decision. It wasn't
thank
mine,
you,
but
you're welcome.
I'm very glad.
You're all welcome.
Where can listeners find you on social media, Ashley? You on Twitter?
I thought we were going to cut that out.
So that's a no? Not on Twitter?
I don't know how to.
Snapchat?
I'm not a bird.
Do you do you chat snappily?
No.
No?
Do you gram instantly?
That was really good.
Do you have your own space?
I'm not going to tell anyone about that. And no, MySpace is not a thing anymore.
So you
have
might be on it.
Have a great night. Thank you so much for having me. I'm done. Bye.
All right. please be on the lookout for our next episode where we will debate top power couples. Until then, please follow us on Twitter at Bracket Buddies and send us your random topics for maybe a future bracket via email at bracketbuddies@gmail.com. Thank you again for listening. And please tell your friends. We're on iTunes. We'll probably be on Spotify. If you can, take 30 seconds out of your time, rate and review us. It helps a lot.
Thank you. Laters on the Minshay.
See you next week. Bye.